It's Phoenix FM, we're at Standing Call in 2019. I cannot believe I'm about to say it. I'm with Friendly Fires. How are you guys doing? I
believe it, baby. Good to see you.
Thank you, mate. So many questions I could ask. I have narrowed it down, don't worry. 8 years has been since Parler. What was the moment between now and those 8 years when you decided we need to get back at this, we need to get a new album out?
Was it 2 years ago we sort of started getting out of retirement? We realised it was sort of 10 years coming to the anniversary of our record, and we were thinking, okay, we could come back with something old, or we could actually return, do something brand new. Thought it would be a bit less soul-destroying and far more creative.
And did that bring you like anxiety at all? You know, 8 years have gone, do people remember who we are? You know, is our music still, our sound still going to be relevant in like 8 years? Because 8 years is quite a long time. Was there like a level of anxiety there at all?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, I don't know. It's yeah, it's strange like being out of the loop. Well, I don't think we can hope to come back into it and just everything be exactly the same as it was. But then I think we've all been like, you know, pleasantly surprised by how favourable our thing has ended up being. So, yeah, I don't know.
Inflorescent is what this 8 years has led up to.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, the title, what's the thinking behind that? Is it kind of like a flowering, a blooming of a new era for you guys? Or is there kind of a more deeper thought to it? Or is it just a cool name?
I like your hang of it. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a sort of cool name. I think we were the last one we did for the... Oh, no, the last but one song we did for the album was the song that came out yesterday called Run the Wild Flowers. So I think there was sort of just a lot of, like, flowerish kind of vocabulary knocking around, and fluorescent was something that just, you know, was just in and around the camp for a while.
And the tracks that are on it, are they a collection of 8 years work? Are they the past 2 years, 1 year? How's that work?
Probably the past 2 years, really. I think that the earliest is probably Love at Waves, that dates from about like Christmas 2017. So that was the first that kind of kicked off. Maybe there's one or two songs that were kind of a bit embryonic just before that.
Over that period, we were still writing and making music, but you know, nothing surfaced, but you still just build up a wealth of little ideas you can draw upon. And yeah, a few things did. It was nice to have this sort of arsenal that wasn't 8 years wasted. There were bits and pieces you could pull out and yeah, complete. It was nice sort of getting that last piece of a jigsaw from something you've written years ago that still made sense now.
Yeah. And do you think that, obviously a lot has changed in 8 years, like politically, musically, has it been heavily influenced by the past 8 years? So if you wrote this record bang off the back of Parler, do you think it would sound a lot different if you wrote it like the way you have?
No, I think it would obviously sound a lot different, but I think, I don't know, yeah, no one makes music in a vacuum, do they? But then also, I think we do also like to keep our stuff a bit, I don't think we like to sort of include like current affairs in say the band's output.
And the latest single, Run the Wildfire, I think each of these singles have just got better and better as they've come out. Who decides? Who do you sit down to decide this is the single we're going to release, like this one's going to be good, like then we're going to do this one, then we're going to do this one?
Well, the dry answer is like a combination of label management and finally perhaps pass the title. But I think, I don't know, I mean, I think stuff like that is not necessarily our job to work out. I think what we realised during the process is what our job is to keep pumping out tunes, and when they catch the ear of the people whose job it is to like market the music, then they decide to make the decision.
Run the Wildfires is one of the last things we, I guess, put together, and that was with James Ford, which we found kind of late on in the album, a nice little process of writing with him. Yeah, it's one of my favourites, and I was really glad to see in my inbox, you know, the label wants to get something special about this, and we need to do it, because it's so hard to know what your music necessarily means beyond the room you've written, you know, your own personal response. You have no clue what someone else will find in it. So, yeah, that was a nice moment of joy.
So your songwriting process, how does it kind of work? There is so many elements to a Friendly Fire song, like the synths, the chords, the beats, the drums, the lyrics, the harmonies. What comes first, or is it kind of an amalgamation of all you guys, or is there, have you got like a main kind of songwriter amongst you, or is it collaborative?
I don't know. I think there's a variety of ways. Sometimes I think often Nighthead comes in with like just a little bit of skeleton or something. We tend to sort of flesh it out together. I think there's
he's the skeleton boy.
And I suppose usually that kind of takes the form of just like a couple of lines of people singing off of it, just a kind of a vibe, like, and then I don't know, I suppose we try and flesh it out together or to make sort of a little bit more of a song. And then finally, as I mean, most of on this record, like, we've generally been finishing stuff with Mark Brown in his studio, and he usually is very good at saying, like, get rid of that, get rid of that, get rid of that, and keep that or accentuate that. And so, yeah, I suppose that's how it's worked this time.
Yeah, I think in the past we've been very good at putting flesh on the bones, but maybe just packing up too much unnecessary stuff this time around. It was good having Mark come in and butcher away all the fat. Yeah, I feel like we've got something a lot stronger and more direct than we have before.
Do you ever, are you like a jammy band? Do you ever kind of jam away and then like, okay, this is kind of good, or are you not?
Almost never, no. We kind of get to that stage when we realise, okay, we're going to perform this live. We don't necessarily just want to faithfully recreate what has been put down. We want to, you know, make it work live and embrace the performance side, because I think Friendifies is as much a live performance as it is a studio.
And speaking of live, one thing that really stands out about Friendly Fires is your energy live. Do you ever just kind of think, nah, not feeling it tonight? You know, how do you come up with that energy night after night? Like, you played last night down in Cornwall, so to kind of travel all this way and then be up here today, do you ever kind of feel like, nah, I can't do it?
I suppose the honest answer is, like, yeah, probably. So, you know, every so often, yes, but, like, you know, that's not. Being a performer is about not betraying yourself to the world. And it, you know, being the same standard that you say it's not. That's not to say that it's not exciting.
And a lot of the time, you know, you ask bands about what you prefer, kind of festival shows, headline shows, and your own. And I think with them, like, they always say, well, festival shows, like, we don't know who's going to turn up, blah, blah, blah. A, with a band like Friendly Fires, people are going to turn up. B, your music just lends itself to these sort of party atmosphere. You know, even if people don't know the songs, like, they still have a really good time. So does your attitude between your own headline shows and, like, the festival slot change at all?
I don't know. I think it's often a tiny bit more comfortable playing headline shows because you kind of go, I mean, like, you know, in a venue or a club or whatever, just because you get a chance to just be comfortable on stage, have some sort of sound check or whatever before you're thrust into the microphone. But I don't know, like, there's something very exciting about the festivals as well. As you say, like, because you don't, kind of don't know who's going to be there. I think, say, like, when we did Glastonbury the other week, I think the crowd was probably, probably twice as busy as I thought it would be ahead of time.
And speaking of live shows, you've got UK Headline Tour, October, November. How excited are you to get back out on the road in the UK?
Yeah, in contrast to the kind of fly by the seat of your pants festival, it is nice to take time over the light show, just plan the mood, set the party. That's quite fun being the host and tailoring the event to, you know, kick off as best as you possibly can get it. So it's great fun choosing your support, getting the right DJs in. Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to getting on that string of belts and playing to places we get to go.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks a lot.
So yeah, new album In Person out August.
August 16th,
UK tour, October, November.
Yeah, exactly.
And latest single, Run With The Wildflowers, out now.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Take care.